Here we go.
Shut that out!
And the camera was.
That was amazing. That was one of the better things I've ever heard.
Hey!
Hi, what's going on here?
Nothing. You didn't cut out that part.
Why are you sitting on the floor of the set?
That didn't seem super weird to me, I guess. Like, I didn't...
Dan Schneider. If you grew up watching Nickelodeon,
yeah,
there's a high
I don't...
chance you've heard stories about the infamous Dan Schneider. Dan got his start in the entertainment industry in the 80s. After
okay.
attending Harvard for just one semester, he moved back home to Memphis to work on computers.
Go ahead and talk to Jerry. I'm sure he's going to have some super intelligent things to say.
Really, really witty.
No, Jerry.
There's no way that's true.
I went to Harvard. Harvard. Not really.
This was ultimately short-lived, and he would abandon his job with the goal of making it big in Hollywood. He packed up his bags and moved to Los Angeles, California.
So he did what streamers do and YouTubers do. All right. Okay. You can see this.
Jumpstart his acting career. Dan Schneider starred in movies such as Better Off Dead, The Big Picture, and Hot Resort. And although the movies may have performed well in the box office, it was apparent that the big screen was not his medium. His portrayal as Dennis Blunden in ABC's Head of the Class would bring clarity to Dan Schneider. He was going to dominate television. Instead of acting, Dan began to write, produce, and create shows such as All That, Kenan and Kel, The Amanda
I watched
Show,
that one.
Zoe 101,
I watched that one.
Victorious,
watch that one.
Drake and Josh,
nope.
and Sam and Cat.
Nope.
He's quoted as the most successful writer and TV executive in children's entertainment television for the last 30 years. In the history of self-reports, Dan Schneider has to be leading the charge. A full-grown man has plastered his entire career with his foot fetish. Dan Schneider has deleted over 14,000 tweets. That included the words child, foot, and toes. Almost all of Dan Schneider's shows include aspects of physical comedy, including feet. After all, feet are funny. They're silly. Doesn't everyone just love feet? No. Dan Schneider and feet are inseparable. One simply cannot exist without the other. In fact, entire meme compilations have been made about his foot fetish. There is a dark cloud of silence surrounding Nickelodeon's past horrors. In the late 90s and early 2000s, Nickelodeon's dialogue coach, Brian Peck, and Dan Schneider hosted scouting events for new talent.
What
These events
the
would include taking your shoes off and participating in camp-like activities, such as tennis or swimming. Revenge of the Sis podcast has been relentlessly investigating Dan Schneider over the years. And according to an anonymous child actor who attended one of these scouting calls, parents were separated from children to attend a seminar in order to meet agents, while the kids were scouted at the pool. And these kids were aged 13 to 22.
He's like, you gotta just take off your shoes, just like run around in front of the camera, you know, talk about how much you love being barefoot. And at the time, even, you know, it was like, okay, that's weird, but I didn't think anything of it because I was still young.
Right.
So what would happen is that your parents would...
Because that's the thing, yeah, because people don't even realize it's a...
Send
what
you
the fuck?
To sort of like this camp. It was basic acting classes, and it was an opportunity for the kids to get discovered. And interestingly enough, most of the kids got discovered by the pool.
Brian Peck was later charged with 11 accounts of sexual assault with a minor named John Doe in court
documents. Holy shit!
Documents. Although the identity of the 15-year-old minor has never been confirmed, in fear that it would damage the young star's career, speculations on the internet have swirled around since this case. According to yet another anonymous source, the minor at the time was allegedly Drake Bell. It is impossible to ever know if this is true or not, but the internet seems convinced. Brian Peck was convicted in 2004 and served 16 months in prison. After his release,
this isn't like some sort of weird, like, put together the pieces online thing. This fucking was like the law and shit. This actual like court documents, like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't even think about this at all. That's scary. This is real as it gets. Yeah,
never allowed to work near children ever again. Right.
Probably a good
idea. No, Disney hired him to work on Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Oh my God!
I'm Cole Sprouse, and you're watching Disney Channel.
An article from the LA Times in 2002 named Groomed to Be All That details how child actors were media trained and prepped on how to deal with their unordinary life by Nickelodeon. They would carry pamphlets and attend workshops, so they knew how to deal with news outlets, reporters, and fans.
That's smart.
Highlights Nickelodeon's awareness of the dystopian work environment these kids were thrown into.
Oftentimes
thrust into the spotlight by adults who don't have their best interest in mind. But let's talk about problems that we can avoid, which is why today's video is sponsored by Keeps. Keeps is a subscription service that helps men keep their hair. They offer clinically proven treatments that help combat the symptoms of hair loss. Delivered right to your doorstep, you don't even have to leave your house. Best of all, Keeps treatment plans are affordable, typically half the cost of pharmacy prices. With Keeps, you can get quality, expert care without ever visiting a doctor's office or...
It's not a targeted ad, guys. Like, he got a sponsorship. It's not targeted. It's just there. It's just a coincidence.
You're also getting 24/7 care and support.
Come on.
Each treatment plan comes with a full year of unlimited messaging, so you can connect with your prescribing doctor about anything, anytime. 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss before the age of 35, but don't worry. Keeps has you covered. In addition to clinically proven treatments, Keeps has an award-winning all-natural thickening shampoo and conditioner system. Keeps physicians will help you select the right products and treatments for your specific condition and hair goals.
I bet they
will. Hair loss stops with Keeps. To get 50% off your first order, go to keeps.com/philion or click the link in the description. That's keeps.com/philion.
Holy fuck,
and
man.
Thank you to Keeps for sponsoring this video. Under Dan Schneider's writing and girls were overtly sexualized time and time again. The footage is haunting and disgusting, and by today's standards, it's almost ancient. The dichotomy of growing up watching Nickelodeon and reviewing this footage is eerie. It includes gratifying his obvious foot fetish, along with adult references that a child or young adult should not have to perform. Considering the power dynamic of an executive producer and actor. Remember, this is pre-Me Too, when the culture surrounding predation and Hollywood was even more secretive. All this to say that social media campaigns or exposés would have fizzled out or would have been dealt with, if you catch my drift. In 2010, Nickelodeon hosted a website called The Slap, where actors from their most popular shows would post and interact with the media hosted on the site. Now, it redirects to Nick.com after Dan Schneider left Nickelodeon in 2018. One of the most disturbing pieces of content featured on The Slap was Ariana Grande or Kat Valentine from Sam and Kat being forced to perform vile acts that only a demented man would green light.
So now, just for fun, I'm gonna say 3 sentences that I bet not one person has ever said before in the history of mankind. Sentence number 1. Oh man, my uvula got stuck between that hamster's toes. See? That could never happen because your uvula is that swingy thing in the back of your throat right here. Sentence number 3. Ah! I'm soaking wet! Quick, somebody bring me the ocean! No one would ever say that. Why? Because if you were soaking wet, and you're upset about it, the last thing you'd want is for somebody to bring you the ocean.
What the fuck?
Because the ocean is even more wet than even the wettest person in the world. Have you ever tried to get your whole big toe in your mouth? Check this out.
I could not do that. Like, I straight up could not
Sometimes
do that.
Sometimes I wonder if you can get juice from a potato. Is it possible for a teenage girl to drink water upside down? I'm thirsty!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
It's not possible!
Bro, what the fuck?
This has been me.
That's
in a video! Give up the juice!
Dan Schneider goes by Dan Warp on his-
Jesus Christ, like, what the fuck? Yeah, when she stops, like, I thought this was gonna just be, like, some fucking dumb shit. Get this man in jail. This is too much. Yeah, that's disturbing to even watch, man. It's makes you uncomfortable to even see it. Is this TOS? I mean, I don't think this is TOS. If they're going to suspend me for this, they're fucking stupid. Like, this is a legitimate thing, man. It's like, I could see like maybe one of these being innocuous, but like all of the rest of these are just fucking like, it's like any person, any adult would see this and think that it's fucking weird. You know, like all the rest of them are just like, yeah, I got a line for it. Yeah, it's intentional. Yeah, it's like if one of, like, for example, like if one of those was in there, it'd be like, okay, that's weird. You know, maybe cut that out and like the rerun or something like that. And like, you know, just don't, you know, like you just kind of write it off. But like there are so many of them that are fucking weird. You see what I'm saying? Made me so fucking uncomfortable. Yeah, I know. It's brutal. And like the thing is, I know that some people said it's like, you know, the Quentin Tarantino thing with like the foot fetish and like his movies. You want to know why that's completely fucking different and why anybody who's equating these is an idiot? It's because the people, the actors that are doing it are fucking full-grown adults. And also, the audience is full-grown adults. These are R-rated movies. This is for fucking kids, man. It was very uncomfortable. Yeah, this is really, really bad, man. Holy fucking shit. Was she 18? I don't know. I think maybe she was, maybe she wasn't. I feel like even if she was 18, it's very clear that this is being done. It's still, she's 17, 16. Like I feel like you can, this, yeah, sure. There's, it's like a gray area spectrum, but like none of it is clean. You see what I'm saying? Like, none of it's clean. Even if you think that, like, oh, it's not that bad because she was 18. Yeah. All right. She's 19. Like, yeah, okay. But, like, she's portrayed as a teenage girl, number one. Number two, the audience is teenage girls. Like, this is Nickelodeon. So, you know, it's a kid's show. Like, so, like, even if, it, like, I'll give you that. Like, it's still fucking perverse, man. Oh, my God. This 25 is fucked up. Yeah, it's just... Wow.
Social media accounts. He has since deleted over 20 million views of videos from his YouTube channel and curiously updated his playlists years after his involvement with Nickelodeon, pointed out by fellow YouTuber Sloan. Miranda Cosgrove from iCarly has weird clips of Dan touching her and awkward interactions with the production crew. It's definitely inappropriate and bizarre. Criminal? No one can really say for sure.
Did she say nice things about me?
Because I will tase her if necessary.
See, like, the thing is that if you said that, like, I would make that joke about somebody, like, yeah, sure, it's a joke. It's kind of like, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me a lot of the Bored Apes thing. Yeah, it's just a joke, like, gives a fuck, right? And it's only bad in the context of everything else. Do you see kind of what I'm saying? Is it like, that's how these things happen? Is that they happen, and this is like maybe... It's like if you look at it with the lens of him being a predator, it's immediately fucking horrible, right? It's immediately horrible. But like if you're just seeing like, oh, it's just maybe just two people having a laugh, it's whatever, right? And that's how it goes by. Yeah, that's how it gets by right there. Too many coincidences? Yeah, well, it's obviously not a coincidence. Got him to jail.
The taser. We haven't had to use it in a long time. But
I said lots of nice things.
So I said nice things about you too.
Oh.
That's gonna get on TV.
What?
That's gonna get on TV.
Okay, all right. After seeing more of the full clip, that's fucking weird, even without the context. Yep, all right. That is... I very rarely cringe, but I came really close. Yeah, I came very close. Holy shit.
Jeanette McCurdy, or Sam from iCarly, and later Sam and Cat, quit acting and looks negatively on her acting career as a whole. She is the definition of a product of the toxic work environment and abuse she details receiving while working as a child actor.
Hey, Dan Schneider. I know you're watching my Vine. Do you like my Vine? Vine.
Vine.
Vine. Look what you've done to me.
She would later find her place behind the camera, working as a producer and director.
That's fucking weird, man. Like, you know what that reminds me a lot of? Is remember whenever there were, like, all those celebrities that would joke about Harvey Weinstein before it came out that all of it was real? And, like, you go back and you see the jokes and it's like, wait a second. Yeah, wait a second. Like, bro, like, that actually wasn't a joke. The Bill Cosby? I didn't see any of the Bill Cosby ones.
Both Miranda Cosgrove and Jeanette McCurdy did not attend the Kids' Choice Awards in 2014, while Dan Schneider won a Lifetime Achievement Award. In 2019, wow. She released a teaser called He Touched Me for a loose autobiography that she was making. This left the internet both disturbed and interested in who she was referencing. One theory is that her brother in this clip alludes to Dan Schneider.
There's a lot of abuse that happens. I worked with an incredibly emotionally abusive producer.
I wish. I don't want to sue them.
Like, I mean, even talking about it now, my face gets hot thinking of it.
The other theory...
I feel like... I can never tell somebody like what they should or shouldn't do. But I would say that it's, especially in a situation like this, like you can never really say like, oh, what you should or shouldn't do. Cause like, it's about like if they're comfortable and like everything like that. But like, man, would it make a lot of people's lives easier if you said what it was? You know, it's like, think about how many people that like, that got saved from people coming out about Harvey Weinstein, for example. You know, like, I mean, you gotta... It's true. Yeah, exactly. Like it would really, it's so scary though. Yeah. Cause you don't want to get like blacklisted. You don't want that person to like make you look bad or whatever. They're afraid for their own safety. They could kill you. Yeah. I mean, so that's why I said, I can't really say that, but I mean, what I'm saying is right though, isn't it? That it would be a lot easier for a lot more people if she said what it really was, you know, like, but it's not my right to tell her what she can and can't say or should or shouldn't say.
Is that this clip portrays a similar scene when she was in Law & Order SVU. It's also worth noting that Jeanette McCurdy is not part of the very successful iCarly reboot. She has even stated that she is ashamed of the role she played in the original iCarly. Amanda Bynes easily has the strangest and darkest story regarding Nickelodeon. She
Bro, I used
Dan
to watch
Schneider
the Amanda
at
Show.
10 years old on the set of All That, and would go on to get her own spin-off show called The Amanda Show.
Yeah, I used to
Amanda
watch
Amanda Bynes
this.
Was a child star who lacked a relationship with her parents. It seemed as if she was just the breadwinner for the family and that's all they cared about. She was quoted asking for breaks because she was working so much, she developed eating disorders, and was even medicated at a young age to help her deal with her problems such as dissociation, hiding her true self behind the character she played. In other words, acting was her way to cope with reality. At 16...
Bro, that is some bad shit. Yeah, that's awful, man. It's the issue with non-reporting. Yeah, exactly. Like, bro, I like you, but you're not seeing the whole picture in the whole industry, sir, politics, etc. Well, I'm like, there's not. What do you mean? I'm not seeing. Like, what am I not understanding here? I understand this completely. Like, this is not hard to understand. The reason why these stories are so compelling is because of the fact that they are easy to understand. Yeah, probably an anti-Semite. Oh, because it's the Jews that are in control, right? Yeah, I mean, that could be it. I don't know. But in general, whenever I look at shit like this, it is crazy to see how bad some people get treated. It is absolutely awful. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, Guys, I don't give a fuck about that shit. Like, listen, if you have, like, this agenda you want to fucking push, don't expect me to go off and fight for your fucking agenda, okay? Blizzard's giving out Storhelm transmogs as prime loot? No, I'll look at that after this. This is so hard to watch? Yeah, it is. This is fucking scary, man.
Amanda wanted to be emancipated from her parents, meaning she could live her life independently yeah. without them. And during this period in her life, she would spend increasing amounts of time with Dan Schneider. An article claiming that she was going to live with Dan Schneider and his wife was removed from the internet in 2003. In 2014, at the age of 26 years old, Amanda Bynes was put in a conservatorship by her family. Since then, there have been outbursts from her Twitter alleging serious abuse from her father, but nothing has happened. There is also speculation that potential abuse...
I need to tell truth about my dad. I will not be manipulated or brainwashed by anyone, so let me live my own life free of unhappiness and misery. Call me what you want. Please don't call me crazy or insane, because that's a joke. And like, that's the thing, right? Is like, maybe it wasn't really her dad, but like, you know, she was making the family a lot of money, so the dad knew about the bad stuff, and he was like, oh, it's okay. You know, like, well, it's worth it because, you know, we're going to be rich. Something like that. You see kind of what I'm saying? Like, it could be a lot of different things, besides just like him being an abuser. Holy fuck, man.
From a father figure means Dan Schneider. There have been numerous Twitter accounts that impersonate Amanda and ask for money or share random details about the conservatorship. And it's impossible to know if one of the accounts is actually her or not. A cryptic message that was apparently left by Amanda Bynes, detailed by NT Lawyer, reads out in capital letters, "Dan did it." This could just be celebrity gossip, but it's oddly specific and sometimes correct. Celebrity.
Let's see. So every single one is capitalized. Yeah, that was intentional. I think this is intentional. What do you guys think? Yeah, like, I mean, 100%. Because, like, everything else, like, there's no other... Yeah, this is 100%. I could see it. Yeah, D-A-N-D-I-D-I-T, right? There you go. Yeah, 100%.
Gossip, but it's oddly specific and sometimes correct. However, at the bottom of Crazy Days and Nights website, there is a disclaimer that states, "The site publishes rumors, conjecture, and fiction. In addition to accurately reported information, certain situations, characters, and events portrayed in the blog are either products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Information on this site may contain errors or inaccuracies." So there's...
I hate that. I hate how people sometimes they have a platform for this kind of stuff. And then they're like, yeah, anything that we say could just be fake, as if that's like a disclaimer. Yeah, defamation armor. Yeah, that should not be possible. I don't like that at all. It's like, it's so obvious what they're doing. You know what I mean? It's so obvious. Who's that? Number, thanks for subs. I'll be right back. So I saw fucking, you know, like that clip of like Zeppelin talking about me doing the Final Fantasy shit. I looked and it has 250 comments and it got posted like a few hours ago. That raise your chair sure looks good. Hashtag ad. True. Here we go.
Nothing really to make of this. It's up for debate whether or not.
Nah, bro. Like, I don't believe that. Like, oh, it's a disclaimer. Nah, bro. Like, that's not it. What? No, I didn't wash my hands, dude. Why would I wash my hands, man? I got a clean dick. Why would I do that?
Jamie Lynn Spears had to quit Zoe 101 after becoming pregnant in 2007 and ending the show in 2008. NT Lawyer, an anonymous blogger who runs the site Crazy Days and Nights, alleges that a producer is actually the father of Jamie Lynn Spears' child, who is old enough to be her grandfather, and that new boyfriends are being lined up as we speak. This was 2 months before she announced her pregnancy. Being lined up.
No way. No way, bro. Like, that, no fucking way. Like, I'm talking, no fucking way. Oh, watch it. It's go above, make it feel, you're pregnant, which is, they don't need any more scan, which is causing the producers to have a heart attack because they don't really need any more scandals. But wait, there's more. One of the producers who's old enough to be her grandfather shouldn't be having a heart attack because of shock, because he's the one who knocked... Oh, fuck. So he didn't imply it. He just said it. Oh, my God. He just fucking said that. Is Hollywood, are you really that surprised? People do degenerate shit all over the place. Hollywood isn't special. It's just that that's the one that people know about the most. People do degenerate shit like this everywhere.
Up as we speak. This was 2 months before she announced her pregnancy. One conspiracy is that Dan Schneider is the father of her child. Others believe it is another producer at Nickelodeon. Some denounce this conspiracy entirely, but it's certainly interesting. March 26, 2018. Dan and his production team, Schneider's Bakery, are let go from Nickelodeon.
Great.
With a severance package of $7 million.
Great, good. Get him the fuck
not?
Out.
Nickelodeon, yep. And Schneider said in a joint statement, "Since several Schneider's Bakery projects are wrapping up, both sides agreed that this is a
both
natural
sides.
Time for Nickelodeon and Schneider's Bakery to pursue other opportunities and projects. There are two reasons why Nickelodeon cut ties with Dan Schneider. Declining ratings and or allegations against him." It's
I wonder which one was more important. You know? Like, yeah, I wonder. It's too far. Does it make it right? Because it's Hollywood? What kind of defense is that, bro? Wait, I didn't. No, I never said that. Like, I never even implied that. I didn't say anything that was even remotely close to being thought as that. All I said is that, yes, it's Hollywood. What do you expect? And all I said was that this kind of behavior happens everywhere. Whenever I was in high school, there were girls that were dating their 32-year-old manager at Pizza Hut. Like, this happens everywhere. This isn't special for Hollywood. It's just because you know about it and you see these people, it has a much bigger spotlight on it. But the truth is, this could be happening in your own backyard. Yeah, I mean, this shit happens everywhere, man.
Incredibly easy to hate Dan Schneider. Whether it be having teens deliver adult jokes, sexualizing young stars,
yeah,
or blasting feet over everyone's social media
feed, no one
from Nickelodeon has come forward with direct allegations. It is actually impressive how many dead ends and links surround this story.
Yeah.
This is either the biggest Hollywood secret that has been kept under wraps, or the result of a deranged but not criminal man and internet dogpiling. But deleting thousands of tweets and videos can only mean one thing. What is he hiding?
Oh my God, bro. Oh my. Oh my God, bro. This is a sinister ending? Yeah, this is some psycho ass shit. I'm gonna be real. Like, this shit was like Food Network. Yeah, it's just childhood and scant. There goes my childhood, bro. I was watching Ed, Edd n Eddy. I don't need to worry about this shit. I was over there watching Ed, Edd n Eddy chilling, man. Like, none of that shit happened. It's just this shit's so creepy, man. It's so scary. Like this could happen. This area of ground caps are so unsettling. Yeah, like I actually. There are very few things that I have a hard time watching, but like the Ariana Grande part, like I don't know where it was. I'm not gonna watch it again, but like this shit, like I could not do that. Like that was so hard for me to watch that. It's fucking weird, man. It was uncomfortable. Yeah, didn't link it. Scary as fuck. No, you have to link it. Like this is Fillion. This is the same guy that did the Bored Apes video. These videos are fucking amazing, man. Like it's. This is actual fucking investigation. Like, imagine actually doing, work and looking into something and just, yeah, this is a W. Watch the steak video. I'll watch the steak video, but then after that, I want to watch the Channel 5 and, like, get a few other things, and then I want to play Raft with McConnell, man. Like, that's what my plan is. Yeah, let me see. Did you claim your Amazon Prime hat for WoW yet? No, I haven't. Apparently, Amazon... There's like Amazon Prime, like WoW loot. I guess it's weird to transition from this to talking about like fucking like WoW, like transmog, right? Because it's just like this shit actually fucks you up, right? Because I think it's because it's the fact that it's like hiding in plain sight. You see what I'm saying? Like it's hiding in plain sight, and like people didn't see it. It's like you have a lot of these comments, like, you know, these like weird things, like, oh well, you know, it's basically like it's a lot of kind of like what the Bored Apes video was, right? Where you have like a bunch of coincidences all together, and it's like, how many hints do you need in order for something to be like a legitimate thing? I really hope that like at some point some of these people feel confident enough to come out and talk about this. Because the people, here's another big fucking factor with this, and I'm going to compare this with Blizzard, is that not only did this guy fucking act like a creep, what do you think the odds are that the other people that worked at Nickelodeon, and let's be honest, might still work at Nickelodeon, didn't know about this? I think the chances of that are about 100%. They knew about this shit. They had an idea about it. They were in it together. Yeah, something like that. Like, this is the kind of stuff that I feel like, yeah, or participated in it. I'm not going to go that far. All I'm saying is that they at least probably knew that something weird was happening, man. Like, the higher up, they probably knew. Yeah, I mean, 100% chance they did not know. It's just serious Harvey Weinstein vibes now. I'm going to be real. Like, I think this is at least as bad, if not worse, than Harvey Weinstein. Because, like, the Harvey Weinstein thing was primarily with, like, adults. This is with, like, kids and to a kid audience. Like, this is even more perverse. It's, like, even more fucking disgusting, man. Like, I don't want to, like, fucking go and make this, like, a competition. Like, oh, which one's worse? This is really fucking bad. Like, yeah, I'm not going to try to, like, make it like, oh, this one's worse, this one's better. People think the other one's worse. Fine. They're both really fucking bad. And it's just, I hope that the people that provided, let's be real, we all know this happened. We don't know this happened, but I'm very certain, or I'm like 80% certain. Like, if I saw this and I was able to, like, investigate it with, like, the government, I would investigate the whole company. Because I bet people knew about this and they just let it go because it was more financially beneficial to do that. It's just fucking, oh man. Yeah, it's just so scary. Luckily nowadays, like, one of the good things about this is that, like, back then people didn't have the internet. People didn't have, like, what smartphones can give you or provide for you, for example. Nowadays, it's a lot easier to catch people whenever they do stuff like this because you have much more points of reference. You're able to tell and see what people are doing. Yeah, I think it's a lot harder to do something like this. It's easier to record people. Everybody has a camera on them at all times. Like, you have better records. You have the internet. Yeah, it's harder for something like this to happen now, and that's a good thing. It's not impossible. It's not like, oh, it'll never happen anymore. It happens all the time. But it's easier to have accountability now because you have more levels of evidence.